Hey, it's Larry Strandis. We're kind of losing from Shania Meisher and Daniel Rifke Bas Meisher, the Israel, Yisrael Menachem Ben Meisher, Bishwas for Shloim Chaim Meisher, Bamalki, Yangs, and Sarah, Miriam Bracha, Basar, Malka, it's also Bishwas for all those in and around that Yisrael, and also for Malka Leah, Bas Rifke Gittel. They all have Rifu Shloima. We're holding Simen Kuf Pei Ches, we're middle of Seif Zion. Here we were discussing of when we forgot, if we forgot Ritzei, Yalla B'Yavai, what are some of the alternatives and some of the rules, says the Mechaber. And actually someone just sent me today that watched the share afterwards, that in the Chabad venture, they do have this save the day bracha that you can add in order, if you forgot and you remember before you started HaTeva Meitav, says the Mechaber, Siv Zayin.
By the way, I don't know. I was having a problem logging in. I've seen it in dozens of bedrooms. I wanted to take a picture for you, but
All
I
right.
was driving.
I haven't, but great. I'm happy that it exists. You don't have to go running to your shank to get it. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, Im tar v'lehisker ba'ash Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalla V'Yavai. And we alluded to this previously. Bein b'yoyim bein b'layla, whether it's by night or by day or by night. Oyma, and you remember before you start at Teva Meitev, you say, Baruch shenasan Rosh Chodesh la'ami Yisrael. Blessed is he who gave the Rosh Chodeshim to his Am Yisrael. The Ein Echaisim Ba. However, Mechaber tells us, although we learned yesterday that on Yontav you finish off Baruch Atah Hashem Mikdash Yisrael Vasmanim, over here we don't do the Chasima. We'll see why. Vehu again, Sheniska Koyim Shischal Tayve Meitav. It's only you can insert this if you remembered before you started at Tayve Meitav. Aval, however, and here's where the halacha is different. If you do not remember prior to starting a Teva Meitev, you don't have to rebench. Why is Rosh Chodesh different than Yantav? Because there is no etzem chiyuv of a chila bread that would have required you to bench. So on Yantav, there is a chiyuv to eat bread. And since there's a chiyuv to eat bread, is part of the yontav chiyuv is that you should bench, and therefore, if you didn't say yontav in the benching, you got to bench again. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's no actual chiyuv in the eating, and therefore, you do not have to bench again. V'chol HaMoed, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, dinei k'Rosh Chodesh, the same rule is the same as Rosh Chodesh. So on yontav, you have a chiyuv to eat. Rosh Chodesh, if you eat, you have to say Yalav Yavai. However, there's no chiyuv in eating. So therefore, if you got Yalav Yavai, you do not re-bench. Says the Rama. V'efshe v'kol makim yesh lo'im ro'i b'toich shahar rachma. So the Rama says, you remember we said, similarly to if you forgot al hanisim, you were able to say a harachman. Harachman, a yasin, las, non hanisim, k'may shasal avriseinu, right? There was this harachman you were able to insert. So the Rama says, maybe on Rosh Chodesh, since I'm not going to re-bench, if I forgot Yalav Yavai, I can insert it in the Harachmans. K'moshin is by Elul Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Gabi Al Nisim, like we said by Al Nisim. Now the Rama says a statement over here. V'ula yesh lechalik the Yalav Yavai. Maybe Yalav Yavai is different. Yesh by Haskaris Shemus, because that's Hashem's name. Ve'en lo emer levatola kein lirali v'chein ahagin. We don't insert it. Now it's not clear what the Rama is telling us. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see if we can understand what the Rama is actually telling us. The bottom line is, if you forgot the Yalav Yavai and Rosh Chodesh, you do not rebench. If you remembered before you start HaTayvim Meitiv, you can add in this bracha, according to the Mechaber, without a chasima. We'll see if everybody agrees with that. But if you miss that, you don't bench over and we don't do anything else. Now, Im Chal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, what happens in Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? V'hiskah shel Shabbos le'hiskah shel Rosh Chodesh. You mentioned Shabbos, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't remember until you started HaToiv V'HaMeitiv, you don't go back. Okay, now why don't you go back? Because you mentioned Shabbos. Shabbos, you would have to go back for because there's a chiyuv to eat on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, although over here today there is a chiyuv to eat, but that chiyuv to eat is not related to Shabbos, to Rosh Chodesh. That chiyuv to eat is related to Shabbos, and therefore you do not have to rebench. Ve'im shachach shel Shabbos, v'nisker kodem shischal tovim. What happens now on Shabbos? I forgot Shabbos, so now I got a problem. So we're going to go through the different scenarios. if you remembered before Hatoyv Emetiv, so now I can make that bracha, right? Shanasalanu Shabbosis Lanucha. But over here, since I'm anyway adding in this bracha, Koyel Rosh Chodesh my Shabbos, you can include Rosh Chodesh in there. So although you forgot Ritzay and you forgot Rosh Chodesh, and if you would have only have forgotten Rosh Chodesh, you don't do anything about it. You don't go back. But over here, since you are anyway doing Shabbos, okay? Now, over here, we're holding before Tavi Meitav. So you would have done Rosh Chodesh, but over here, you can do the Chasima. And what do you say? Koyel Rosh Chodesh Shem Shabbos, I'm a Shenas and Shabbos Lanuch, Rosh Chodesh and Luzikaran. Now, the impasach bat toive meitiv. What happens if you start a toive meitiv? So now you're going to have to rebench because of Shabbos. Chodesh chayzil roish bichas amazin. Go back to the beginning of benching. Umaskes shal Shabbos v'shorosh chaydish. Now even though you're only having to rebench because of Shabbos, not because of Rosh Chodesh, but once you're rebenching anyway, you might as well do yal v'yavay. V'yesh mishayim shem shachach shal Shabbos v'rosh chaydish v'niska kodem shehizkol a toive meitiv. Oymer shenos shal Shabbos lanuch v'rosh chaydish v'luzikaron. The chasima, remember for Shabbos, if you're adding in that bracha, it has a chasima too, right? The kaddish a Shabbos. For Rosh Chodesh, you don't have a chasima. But over here, where you're doing the chasima because you forgot Shabbos, do you include Rosh Chodesh or not? That is a question amongst the poskim whether you do it or not. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Okay. Oymer Baruch Shanasa. So we said that. You add in this bracha. I am Biralach Shabani Bashem Reva Paiskim, most of Paiskim, I said Sarah Lime Bashem Malcha. So, though we don't do the Chasima, the beginning, we do with the Shem U Malchus. Nesha Enachayev, why don't you have to rebench? The Dafka Bashabis Vyantav Shemachuyev Lechel Dafka Pass. On Shabbos and Yontav, there's a chiyuv to actually eat bread. Vim kain chiyuv bechasam mazin kavuahu beyam eilah. There is a part of the, factually, there's a chiyuv that I must bench on these days because I have to eat, right? The Chacham said, since there's a chiyuv to bench today because I have a chiyuv to eat, so there's a chiyuv to bench. So therefore, the Chacham said, you must mention the day. You must mention Shabbos, you must mention Yontem. K'moy b'tfilah, just like by davening. Aval b'Rosh Chodesh, afagav she'asa l'sanis, but even though you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, mikol makom ena mechuyev lechol davka pas, you can not fast and not eat bread. There's not an absolute chiyuv to bench or shtaydish. Chacham made the takana, you should add in the yalav yavi or shtaydish. It's not likuva, and therefore you don't have to bench again. Alkain, and therefore mshachach, and it's our flax. If you don't remember the yalav yavi on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to bench again. If you eat more than one suda on yantiv, so the second suda is no longer chiyuv, so it's the same as Rosh Chodesh. You have one suda by night, one suda by day. I'm eating a second, an extra meal. I don't have to go ahead and bench again. That if you forgot, if you didn't eat a meal at night, then you have to eat two meals a day. We'll see that later on. We get to the halachas of Yom Tov. But the bottom line is that if there's the max chiyuv you have on Yom Tov is two meals. It'll come in the Tovkov Chotes, the Shabruah, Sivkot, and Yud Gimel. To Oz, I feel the Suda Shnei, Chayza, there you would have the chiyuv for both meals. We won't digress into that. B'chalamayadina k'Rosh Chodesh. We said Chalamayad is the same rule as Rosh Chodesh. L'inyin Shem Tzarech Lachza, you don't have to rebench. V'adin l'inyin Shaniska, Kodim Shehizkal Tovim Meitiv, you remembered before Tovim Meitiv, Oyim Baruch Atah Hashem HaKenim El Cholam. Whenever there was no chiyuv to have to rebench, but you remembered before Atayv Meitiv, you get to make the bracha, but only the first part of the bracha without the chasima. Even now, we're talking about here that it's a Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Now, over here, technically, I had to eat today. However, the reason I have to eat today is only because of Shabbos. The lav mishum Rosh Chodesh. It's not the Rosh Chodesh that's forcing me to eat. Achilas pas Rosh Chodesh like a chiyuv, but there's no chiyuv of bread. Mishal Shabbos are iska. So since I said ritzay and I didn't say al v'yavay on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, I don't have to bench over because the chiyuv of benching that I have today is only because of Shabbos, nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. What happened if you forgot both? What happens if somebody just forgot Shabbos and he remembered the Aleph Yavah? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, He didn't say Ritze, but he said Yalla V'yavei. V'vadei en tzarech l'chur gam shosh chodesh v'bracha zu. You don't have to. Now you're going to make the bracha, and you remembered before Tov V'metiv, so you're going to make the insert that save the day bracha. Okay? You over here in the save the day bracha, you only mention Shabbos because we learned this already. You don't, once you mention something, you don't mention it again. Shabbos, you said the Yalav Yavah, you didn't say Ritzeh, and you don't remember until you did Hatayv Meitiv. So what do we have to do? We have to bench over. You have to bench over because you left out Shabbos. You have to make, say, Yalav Yavah, the Bichas HaMazon, the Rishon, Nisbatel Gami, because it was in this battle the whole Bichas HaMazon. Okay, the Eina Chaisim is Rosh Chodesh. You don't close, you don't make a Chasima with Rosh Chodesh in it. So we said, again, just to refresh our memory, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I forgot Ritzeh and I forgot Yalav Yavah. I forgot both, but I remembered before Tovid and Meitiv. So therefore, I'm able to do insert this bracha. So we said, when you're inserting the bracha in the beginning of the bracha, you should mention both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. However, we also know that when I'm inserting the bracha, usually Rosh Chodesh, I don't make a chasima, but here at Shabbos, I do make a chasima. So the Mechaber is telling us that those who say that still in this chasima, we should only say Shabbos, we should not say Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedal El, the Lek chasima Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, there's no chasima. The Af Agav Dohacha Maska Hashem Chasima B'Lav Hacha Mishnah Shabbos. What would be the Havamina otherwise in this case? Because Lamais over here, I'm anyway doing a chasima. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Das Garis Hashem Hu Hashnayim, because the Shem would be then be applying to both. Then no, once you're saying the Chasima anyway for Shabbos, you should mention both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Mitam, what's the reason? There are many Paiskim who disagree with the whole Mechaber that a Rosh Chodesh you shouldn't do a Chasima, and they hold that even a Rosh Chodesh you should do a Chasima. We don't do it because, since it's a Machlaikis, we say Safik Brachas Lahaka, we don't say it. Here, I'm not making bracha batala because I'm anyway going to say the Shem and Malchus in order to make the chasima for Shabbos. Shapadami loymar mekadesh Shabbos yisrael Rosh Chodesh. So lemaisa, let's just sum up this. See, we had over here Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If I forgot Yalav Yavai and I remembered before not Shabbos, but before we get to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh. I forgot Yalav Yavai and I remembered before I started Hatayv Meitiv, I can say the bracha, but I do not make a chasim on the bracha. I only say the first part of the bracha. If I missed it and I didn't remember till after Hatayv Meitiv, I do not rebench. Okay, because it's Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Next case, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If I forgot Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, I forgot Shabbos, and I did say Yalav Yavai and I remember before Hatayv Meitiv, I just do the inserted bracha only shel Shabbos. If I forgot Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, I do the inserted bracha and I mention both Shabbos and both Rosh Chodesh in both the psicha and according to Mishnah Berurah in the chasima as well. If I said Yalav Yavai and I didn't say Ritzeh and I forgot about it before Tov V'Metiv, I have to rebench and I say the Yalav Yavai as well. Let's just quickly do Sif Ches. Suda Shlishis, what about when it comes to Shalashudas, for Shabbos, Dinik Rosh Chodesh? If you forgot to say Ritzeh by Shalashudas, the din is like Rosh Chodesh, that you do, and you, if you remembered before Hatayv Meitiv, you can insert the bracha. However, if you remembered only after, you do not rebench. Why is Shalashudas different than the other two meals? Says the Mishnah Berurah, She'ein Echayzim Hiskel Bechus Hatayv Meitiv, you do not rebench. Lepisha Yesh, I'm from Suda Shlishis, Ein Etzarech Pats. There are those who held, not everybody, there are those who hold that Shalashudas does need bread. We'll get to that later on. But there are those who hold that Shalashudas can be yaitza without bread. But Avshein, the Vrei Amikar, even though, although we see many people who do this, however, it's not the Mishnah Berurah here, that's not the Ikar. The Ikar is you are supposed to eat bread by Shalashudas. K'moy shekazim chamasim reish tzadik alef sif hei. Mikol makam yesh lachash lidivreyim. We still have to be chayshish, the del shitas that hold that by Shalashudas I don't need bread. Shaloyim lichnas l'safik bracha l'vatala. We don't want to come into a situation made a bracha l'vatala. So therefore, Since, therefore, shall shudis, if I missed it, I don't bench over again. Ubisuda shlishi b'yantav, I eat a third meal on yantav, and the v'hakal ayin echais, everybody agrees you don't bench over. Sh'ayel di v'hakal ayin el rishus, it's only rishus. K'mash k'samim lo, b'siv katan chava. So if you have a nil sachag, and you forgot yal v'yavay and nil sachag, you definitely do not bench over. Mikol makam, niska kayim sh'eskol b'yichsa toiv v'meitav, you remember before you started toiv v'meitav, afil ubisuda revias, ay chamishas b'shabas yantav, either you ate four or five meals, I want to meet this guy, you can eat four or five meals on a yontiv, you know, on a that would make a 3-day yontiv. That would make 15 meals in the first 3 days. Pretty impressive. Oyim evarchat Hashem lekemecha shenasa shabbos lemicha shenasa yom tovim k'may shayim berosh chaydish afa bishayin tzarchas pas klal b'yisayim. As we said, the same halacha as we said by Rosh Chaydish, that if you do remember for what time yontiv, you could insert this bracha. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Mitz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. I believe it's not Thursday today, although I am not sure.